Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So, Kristen, you were telling me about this new reality show you discovered where some guy's parents threw him a party for losing his virginity. What's that all about?
Yeah, so I didn't know because we were talking and I'm like, what is Gogglebots? Because I'm like, am I so out of the loop and am I so old right now that I have no idea what Gogglebots are? But no, apparently it's a reality show over in the UK, and this family has their own reality show, and this kid, well, he's not a kid, the man who just, he's 20, finally lost his virginity. So his parents threw him a party to celebrate the fact that he lost his virginity.
Well, that's pretty gross. Definitely gross.
Now, I've heard of period parties where families will throw their daughters parties to celebrate the fact that Aunt Flo has come into town, even though I don't know why in the hell you would celebrate that.
I was about to say, that's a celebration, huh?
Oh, man.
I'm sure the kids love that, too. Yeah. Let everyone know what's going on.
However, I do love a good theme, and I would have a field day putting together decorations for this thing.
Ketchup bottles, some red wine.
But, you know, it is their son, and it made me wonder, like, would they have that same energy if it were a daughter?
I doubt it.
That I don't know. Did you watch this show?
No, absolutely not. Though this is just, I didn't even realize it was a reality show. All I saw was the headline and that parents threw their son a party because he lost his virginity. And I'm like, must need to know more about this.
Yeah, I have questions. Like, was the person that he lost his virginity with, was she invited to the party? Was she celebrated equally?
Is this true? That's a good question. I do not know.
Or whomever he lost his virginity to. Do you bring in aunts and uncles? Do whoever he lost it to, do they get family members? Is it a plus one? I got a lot of questions.
Do you invite your grandparents? That's my question. That is a very awkward party.
And what do they do? You know what I mean? Is it like a bachelorette party where everything's like wee-wee themed?
Oh. You have all the mini penises everywhere.
You have like the little straws that look like them. I'm very curious. Okay, it started as a viral TikTok track. Now it's landed her a record deal. So the genius behind the song of the summer, That Chick Angel, just signed with Giant Music. This is the song they play at the virginity losing party.
You haven't heard that song yet?
I have not.
Oh, you are missing out, friend.
It's such a bop. So it started with this girl. She had seen this. You're going to laugh. It started out with this sermon that she remixed. So it's this character named Sister Sydney. She's a real person. She actually graduated from my alma mater, Go Gators. And she goes around.
You should be so proud.
so proud. Best thing to come out of this university.
You got Tebow on one end. You got her on the other.
And me in the middle. So Sister Sydney goes down to different college campuses. And she has these really raunchy sermons about, you know, not having the premarital sex. And this is the exact clip that she decided to remix with the One Margarita song.
If you buy her one margarita, she will spread her legs.
All the dudes are like, just one.
If you buy her two margaritas, she will pounce right on your three margaritas, she will grab your and put it in her mouth.
Hey, you!
Okay. I did not know that that was where that song originated.
I didn't know either. I'm like, because I thought she just came up with this catchy tune. She was feeling herself. The Casamigos was flowing. And no, it's all because it started with Sister Cindy. And now it's landed her a record deal.
Yeah, song is everywhere.
I think that's audio everywhere. From the future Republican National Convention.
Okay, we all know Beyonce is the queen. But who does Beyonce consider the queen as well? One of her recent shows, Beyonce called out another pop icon. So she's calling out Madonna. Madonna was out there with her daughters. And I thought this was actually interesting timing because I had just read this article from the Rolling Stone magazine where Madonna was asked, do you consider yourself the queen of pop? And she said something really profound and interesting that I thought was so empowering and uplifting to other women in the pop music industry. She said, you know, I do consider myself a queen, but I feel like there are many queens and we just rule over different kingdoms. And I thought that was a really great way of saying, you know, everyone's kind of got their own niche and different audience that they cater to with their music. So two queens, one concert. We love it.
The backstage photo was adorable with everybody
so
and their
cute.
Kids.
For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.